welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The San Antonio Museum of Art is currently hosting the Jameel Prize, an art inspired by Islamic tradition. And it's the exhibition explores the dialogue between Islamic artistic traditions and contemporary practice. This is an exciting visual exhibit that informs a broader debate about the Islamic culture, and the work is on display of Pakistani, Iranian, Iraqi, Egyptian, and Algerian origins, and the exhibit is on view through August 11th. And so what do you think? Have you had a chance to see it? It's been up there for a while. And what do you think about the Islamic culture? Did it make you think about it in a new way? And in the studio to talk about the exhibit, we have Katie Luber. She's the director of the San Antonio Museum of Art. And Sudi Sarifi, a Houston-based artist whose work is a part of the Jameel Prize, and she is on the exhibit. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. If you've got any questions or comments about our guest, just give us a call, 614-8980. You could also email your comments to thesource@tpr. So Katie and Sudi, welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So Katie, let me ask you about this: bringing the Jameel Prize to the San Antonio Museum of Art. This is the second stop in the United States. This is a highly prestigious collection of new art looking at Islamic traditions and in a contemporary style. What were you thinking bringing it to San Antonio?
Well, we had this opportunity to work with the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, and they started 2 years ago with the inauguration of the Jameel Prize, which looks at contemporary Islamic of art in the contemporary Islamic tradition. And Fadi Jameel, who is a philanthropist, really looking to support young people in finding jobs and education throughout the Middle East and in Arabia, was very interested in supporting the arts. So he was the one who funded the prize. And it's a very nice prize indeed, £25,000 to the winner of the prize. But every other year, the curators at the Victoria and Albert, they canvass the world looking for artists working in this tradition, and they select 10 finalists. And we were very lucky to be able, through a connection we had with one of our curators with the Victoria and Albert, to bring the show to San Antonio. It was in Paris, it was in London, it was in Madrid, then it went to Stanford University at the Cantor Art Museum, and the final stop is here in San Antonio. So we are really, really privileged to have this extraordinary group of works of art by 10 wonderful artists in San Antonio. So I urge you to come and see it if you haven't.
It's very varied. You know, it's really different types of pieces, different approaches, nothing, no duplication at all.
No duplication whatsoever. And the works, they do reflect a variety of traditions in Persian and Middle Eastern art, from textile arts to miniature painting. And Sudi Sarifi, who is sitting here with us today, her work is very much influenced by this ancient tradition of Persian miniature painting, but also very much influenced by different kinds of religious tradition, by architecture, by carpets, by mirror work. I mean, and even by one of my favorite works in the exhibition is by an artist from Pakistan who works in the tradition of carpets. And it's really a very, very, very extremely varied group of works of art.
And the craftsmanship in some of these works is incredible. It's of the highest order.
Yes, it's really extraordinary. And there's the winner of the prize, Rashid Qureshi, who lives in Paris, made a series of 99 tapestries that are all appliqued, and they show different influences of Islamic wisdom and knowledge without being in any way religious works of art. So they really show about the breadth of knowledge, the interest in knowledge-based systems in the Islamic world, and they become very, very, they're just very, very beautiful and poetic, really, in the way that they use dancing line to show different kinds of forms. And it's just a really wonderful exhibition.
So let me ask you, Sudi Sarifi, your art is there. You have these two; they're like digital collages. Is that how do you describe the work?
That's what I call it, digital collages.
They are originally taken from Persian miniatures of 14th, 15th centuries. And what I do is, because I travel to Iran many, many years, and I do different projects, and one of my work that started was teenager Muslim teenager series, and I actually photographed the young people, men and women, in their sort of private spaces and public spaces. And when I looked at these 14th and 15th century miniatures, which were very, very small, originally they are like 7 by 10 inches, and I'm using actually the digital technology not to bring about the tradition of Persian miniatures, which is very meticulously painted figures, and I interjecting my own photographs, my own figures into it. They are interacting with each other and sort of bringing about what it would have looked like if everything was happening, the interaction between these images was happening in 21st century.
So, but they're very colorful, very bright, and but still very a flat image. It looks like the traditional way that the perspectives were presented, in the original art.
Yeah, but there was no perspective at that time, so I really had to work hard with the figures, because some of the figures, they were like actually bigger, farther away and then smaller in front. So I had to work with my own figures to be able to interject my figures into the original miniature so they would look like they are actually interacting with one another.
But you're also, there's a cultural commentary in these works.
Of course. There is, when you walk on the streets of Tehran or many big cities, actually, you see a lot of paradoxes between the old and the new. And I think the youth, especially the youth, which comprised like 70% of the population of Iran, actually are divided between the modernity and tradition, new and old. And I wanted to represent that throughout my work.
And so we see, like, in the one work, it's like a fashion show,
yes,
a runway,
yes,
and we see women from different periods, modern period, and also the ancient traditional period, being represented, and women using the hijab, the headdress, and using that almost as to accentuate their sexuality.
Yes. Actually, that was inspired by walking on the streets and looking at the fashionable men and women on the streets of, big cities of Iran, Tehran, Shiraz, Isfahan. And after a decade of, war with Iraq and in the 90s, you still see many, many fashionable young people on the streets. And despite the fact that there is gender separation and Islamic government restricts men and women interaction with each other, the idea of self-image and sexuality is very much in place when you are actually in Iran.
So
I wanted to sort of show that. And the Fashion Week is that, it's like almost the fashion is on the streets of Iran, because they are very much interested in self-image, and they want to attract each to the opposite sex. So despite the fact that they're covered, they are very much into their self-image. So it's like walking on the streets, and looking at the fashion.
Right. It says it's a world that we're not exposed to. We only see the two-dimensional aspect of the flat image, but there's so much more going on. We're going to continue the conversation talking about this Islamic-inspired art at the San Antonio Museum of Art. Invite you to call in. If you see an exhibit, tell us what you think. 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Islamic-inspired art that is at the San Antonio Museum of Art. It's part of the Jameel Prize, an art exhibit that you certainly, it's engaging. It challenges you, your perceptions of what you may think you know about Islamic art and culture. With me in the studio, Katie Luber. She's the director of the San Antonio Museum of Art. And Sudi Sarifi, she is a Houston-based artist whose work is in the exhibit. And so we were talking about your work, Sarifi, but I wanted to get Katie to, what are your impressions?
Well, I love the show because it challenges you on every level to think about what we know about Islam and about Islamic tradition and about artists working in the Islamic tradition. So I one of the things that I love about Sudi's work, if I can call you that, Sudi, is that when you look at it at first, your eye sees what you think is a Persian miniature blown up large, and then you come closer to it and closer, and this is what I love about all great art, is that then your brain says to you, oh, you're not seeing what you think you're seeing, and it turns your perceptions over, and it turns them on end and forces you to challenge what you had thought you had seen. And I think that that's also true in a way of almost every work in the entire exhibition, so that, for instance, you see and you suddenly realize that there is a videographer in her fashion show, but he's dressed like a Persian courtier of the 16th century. Or you notice that there are people swimming in the pool and they're naked, but you realize that the old is the more forward, the more modern in a way, and that the new is often in a way more conservative. And I think that the entire exhibition plays with our ideas about what is old, what is new, what does miniature mean. So one of the artists in the show uses is also based on miniature painting, but in a very different way, and she makes textiles out of little clay bricks that then she weaves together, and she makes a kind of a fabric that is lying and folded on the ground. And it looks like it references, of course, the rich architectural tradition of the Islamic world, but then also the idea of how temporal and how movable it is. So it's like a fabric at the same time. So,
but it also looks like a landscape.
And it looks like a landscape as well, like a very, very dusty, barren landscape. So on very many...
Not that unlike you, I would imagine, to find in some parts of the region.
Yeah, in some parts of Texas, you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly. We were talking earlier about how so much of what happened in Mexico and in our own cultural landscape was influenced by Islamic art, and that the Spanish traditions were originally very, very much influenced by...
Sure, particularly in Spanish tile.
Yes, exactly.
You see the designs that are directly referenced to the Moorish art that was in Spain and Islamic tradition and mathematics.
Yes, that's so true. And, so much of the, early knowledge of the world came from the Middle East. I mean, it's the cradle of all civilization, after all. And, for us, though, to see how that's expressed today again in a fresh and new way that is so pertinent to what we are doing. Another one of my favorite works is called The Bridge in the show. And an Egyptian artist, in this case, made the work. And it looks like a big papier-mâché building or a bridge, and you realize that it's covered with scraps of newsprint that are in Arabic and English language. And then as you look closer and closer, you realize that all of the interlocking pieces are in the shape of the letter I. So individually we are nothing, but together we can create a bridge. And I love the chance for the museum to be part of a dialogue that really allows people who don't maybe know much about the Islamic world to come and challenge their assumptions and to think about what it's like to be working in this tradition. I mean, I think for me, it's fascinating to see Sudi because and to hear from her because she is also a woman working in this tradition, which is something that we don't think of as being very common.
Right. And so I want to ask more about, the first artwork that we talked about was called Fashion Week. And the second one is The Pool.
Frolicking Women in the Pool.
Frolicking Women in the Pool. And so we see in the same sort of design method, the digital collage, that we see women who are naked, but they're the women of the older traditional,
yes.
And they're just acting.
They're part of the harem.
The harem, but they're.
Yeah, if you pay attention, there's actually the king is actually peeping into the pool, looking at these naked women. It's very sort of.
But
hidden,
they're very childlike, and they're innocent, and they're playing in the pool. And then we have women who are in modern.
Hijab, sort of, but
they're laying outside of the pool, or but they're in a more sexualized position.
Yes, actually, this was taken when I was walking in the Caspian beaches, and there were, the beaches are segregated. There's female and male, but there are some public actually private beaches that men and women walk around while the men roam around their, you know, bathing suit, the young boys with their bathing suit, women all are covered. So with that, actually, I photographed a male who is half dressed, and the gaze, which is actually very much prevented in the Islamic tradition, is actually on the man. So I'm subverting the tradition of Islamic art in that specific image, and we're looking at the male body now. We're glancing into a male body. And the women are all dressed in a hijab. They don't usually go to the ocean with their hijab on. But because I had to sort of cover and protect these women who I'm actually portraying, I had to make them covered in the pool and was made for that kind of, for that purpose of the frolicking women in the pool, that, you know, the interplay of right. the old and
but
the new.
But your work in the exhibit, you're the only one that has a human figure in it.
Yes.
No, that's not true.
Okay. Well,
there's also the great card players pieces. Those are also with that look like
the painting.
The paintings
of the Iraqi.
The card players.
Yes, the card players. It's a okay. fantastic work as well.
Well, but the tradition of the Persian miniatures usually is very secular. You don't create images. It was all geometric patterns. So these were only exclusive to the court. These images in the 14th, 15th century were just very exclusively open to the court and exclusive to the people of the court. So by opening up this private space of the Iranian homes, I wanted to show and give a privileged image to what's going on inside the houses of the Islamic countries, and specifically Iran.
So, I mean, but I hear that in Iran that there are parties and there are, you know, events, but they all happen inside closed doors behind those heavy curtains.
Yes. There's always a separation between public and private, but this is even more exaggerated in Iran after the revolution. You know, outside, everybody abide by the, you know, Islamic law, which is wearing the head-to-toe cover. But once you're inside, it's a whole different story. There's, you know, Western values, Western music, Western attire.
I mean, well, there is a huge cultural divide between us, Western culture, United States culture, and what's happening in the Islamic world. Is this exhibit a way to try and bring people together?
I would hope so. I would hope that people would come and realize that, you know, that immigration is an issue that faces all of us, not just here in Texas today, but that many of the artists that are in the exhibition are artists who have chosen to immigrate to other places that might be easier to live at this time, given their political viewpoints or the suppression of their rights. But what I also think is interesting, Sudi, I believe, and I grew up in Iran under the Shah, so it was a very different kind of life at that time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you grew up with very Western traditions. And then only after the fall of the Shah in 1979, then was the hijab reinitiated into life. So I think even in our own lifetimes, we're seeing how different cultural traditions can really influence the way that we as people have to live, and how different that is, just both temporally and East versus West.
So if people do go to the exhibit, I do want people to look for the hole in the bricks to
yes.
look through, because if you just walk past the exhibit, you're going to miss it. Tell me about this.
So this is I was mentioning the artist who works in the tradition of little clay bricks that are miniatures, and she also created a work of art that's called Infinity. And you look through, and it's like a Marcel Duchamp in the Islam world, and you look into a view into infinity, and it's the infinity that's created by the idea of past monuments of architecture, and you see what both building and decay are all about. So it's like the beginning and the end all at once. I don't know if you would characterize it that way as well, Sudi, but
it's very interesting. It takes you someplace else when you look
through
that hole.
And
so also There is an event tonight.
Yes, tonight, if you want to have more of a chance to talk with Sudi Sharifi, she will be at the museum tonight at 6:30. She will be taking part in an artist conversation, one of our series that's hosted by our curator of contemporary art, David Rubin. And that will be at 6:30 p.m., and it's free with museum admission. So I think you will get a chance then to see much more of Sudi's work. There'll be a presentation of her work, and also we'll have a chance to hear much more about the experiences of her life and the way that they have affected her works of art. And you can go up and see the exhibition too.
So here we are it's in the United States, and we have this cultural tension between us and the Islamic world. And there was some tiny pushback from people who weren't thrilled that Sama was doing this?
I think that there was a misunderstanding about what kind of art we were presenting. And, you know, the Islam has a very charged meaning in our media today in this country. And I think some people assumed that we were presenting work that was by and for the repressive regimes of the mullahs, and that's, of course, not at all true. We're really, as I said, we are trying to build bridges between what artists today are thinking about in that world and the way that it affects our world here as well. And I think you can learn a huge amount about the way that that knowledge and thought connect us today.
So, but it's a wonderful exhibit, very beautiful, visually exciting, and it's great to see the Islamic look at life in creation. All right, well, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Katie Luber, Director of San Antonio Museum of Art. Sudi Sharifi, a Houston-based artist. Your work is at the Jamil Prize exhibit. This is The Source.